Hey y'all, it's your girl Honey, and I'm back with another episode. Today we're going to talk about how to suck balls. Balls. Big balls, hairy balls, small balls, tiny balls, sagging balls. Literally, we're going to talk about how to suck balls, y'all. Alright, so before I jump right on to it, I hope you guys are feeling good and being safe, wearing your mask, hand sanitizer in your bag, in your car. I heard it's not good to put like the hand sanitizer like out because it can like explode because it's so hot. So put it in like a safe little shady spot in your car. I put mine in like my middle department. I don't know how to say it. I'm about to embarrass myself. But I put my shit in the middle part or your glove department or like your slide sleeves, like on like the door part, like the, you know what I'm trying to say, y'all. Anyways. Alright. Okay, let me jump right onto it because I'm sounding crazy as fuck trying to explain this shit. What the fuck? Alright. So, how to suck balls. So, you really want to start off by getting, like, a feel for them. Like, touching them, massaging them. Like, you know, just having him warm up to the fact that you about to go down south, okay? And go crazy. So, you want to, like, gently, like, suck on them, like, slowly, like, swirl your tongue around, get the area as what is possible. But the key is to start slowly, okay, and lightly, because if you're too rough down there, oh my god, it's gonna hurt him, because the balls are very sensitive, so you can't be, like, rough, because that's just gonna hurt, you feel me? Don't be rough down there, okay? You need them balls, all right? So, and he needs them too. So, you can start by putting, like, the whole ball in your mouth. Like, not like Cookie Monster. Like, I'm, like, going crazy and shit. But just put the ball in your mouth and try to put the next one in. But just do it, like, slowly, okay? Nothing is rushed. Everything is super slow, okay? Because, like, it's your first time, or if it's not your first time and you really feel like the first time you did it, you wasn't good. You know, just take your time. That's really the key, is to take your time. Feel for, like, his body language. Like, see, like, what he on. Like, okay, I see that. Like, he's moaning a little bit. He likes it. I see that his face expression is scrunched up. Maybe he like it, or maybe it doesn't feel good, or maybe he's like, I don't like it, you know? So, maybe go a little slower because you're going too fast. Let me see. What else? Have him guide you as well, like, to what, like, he likes. I know it's kind of, like, weird. A lot of people don't like their head being touched during oral sex. But try to have him guide you as much as possible to what he likes. If he doesn't want to guide you, he wants you to go, like, full-blown freak mode, you go ahead, okay, and do all that shit by yourself, okay? And I'll be proud of you. I need to be very proud of you, okay? Period. So let me see, y'all, what I say, don't get too rough. Like, you can stroke the balls, I already said that, like, play with them, massage them. If you don't like the way his balls taste, like, just be like, oh, babe, let me get a rag and let me just clean down there before I start getting freaky. Because sometimes the balls be all sweaty and all the other shit. But without making him feel insecure about his private area, just get, like, a little rag. And just like, okay, I'm going to clean your balls. That shit might turn him on, too, if you're not going all rough. Just going all slow and just playing with them and stuff. Like, they all squishy. I don't know. I like playing with the balls. It's fun. All right, if that doesn't work and you still don't care for the taste, you can buy what's that shit called? Like the gel, and you can put it down there. The gel where you massage, you can put it down there. It's the edible. Look for the edible gel, warming gel. Okay, you can put it down there, and they have different flavors, so you can put that down there while you're sucking them. And that should make, like, the experience better for both of y'all, actually. So, yeah, y'all, I just feel like you should just give, like, a good-ass blowjob with sucking the balls. I'm not saying to put the dick in the balls in your mouth for your first time at one time, because we're not going to try to be on porn star mode for our first time. Eventually, you know, when you get comfortable and he gets comfortable, go ahead. Be like Pinky out here, okay? Porn star mode. Go crazy, okay? But, you know, for your first time, just really start off slow. Grab them balls, play with them, so you can feel comfortable. He can feel comfortable, like I said before. Just be sucking on them. But, like, no teeth, please. You're going to just bite the fucking balls off. And we don't want that. Okay? They are not food. Okay? Do not bite. Okay? Just like you're giving, like, a bomb-ass blowjob. That's what you're doing for the balls, basically. But it's just a little different. You know? So, it's just, like, really take your time and, like, feel for that shit. For real. Because that shit is not going to... It's not gonna be cool, okay? But like I said, lightly, gentle, and with it as wet as possible. I low key want to like do like a video, cause I feel like I can do a video about this and show more than me telling. But I grab them, play with them, suck on them lightly. Try to put both in your mouth if you can't. That might be a little extreme, but put one and suck on that one and then go to the next one. Just how we like our titty sucked, one titty at a time. Okay, or some dudes squeeze them together and suck on the nipples at one time. Woo, baby. Woo. All right. That should be feeling good as fuck. Oh my God. When I get my titty sucked, my fucking mind explodes. So, what the hell? Like, oh my God. You know how he be sucking on your titties, he be doing all light, and how he be going slow and gentle and shit? That's what you gotta do to the balls, okay? I'm not saying suck everybody balls, okay, baby? No. If you feel like he deserves it, if you feel, you know, like, spice some shit up in your marriage, if you do it for a profession, you know what I'm saying? Well, just use a tongue condom, so you won't have no, you know, STI, STD in your mouth, all type of stuff. Because like I said, that shit is real. And we need no, you know what I'm saying? Y'all hit me up like, oh, I got something. What should I do? I'm going to tell you to go straight to the clinic. Or to Kaiser. Shout out to Kaiser. I love them. To Kaiser. To all of them. And go ahead and get treated. Period. Okay? But yeah. So just like how we like our nipples and our titties, you know, lightly. Or whatever. Oh my God, I hate a nigga that try to bite my titties. Nigga, don't bite my titties. Don't be sitting here biting these motherfuckers and shit like they fucking bubblegums and shit. No, do not fucking do that shit. So, you feel me? If you don't like that shit, like I said, don't do that shit to him. You feel me? It's like you sucking on titties kind of, but not really. Don't think of it like that, but you know how like our shit is sensitive. They shit is too. You feel me? So, just lightly play with them. Put them in your mouth. You know, just be one with the ball. Okay, y'all. And then we can like do certain stuff to spice it up. So the most basic is the cock ring. Like I did in one of my YouTube videos. It's the cock ring, and I can do a podcast about the cock ring. You know, I love my cock rings. I just love them. It provides like a simple function, turn on, vibration, period. Okay. It makes them harder, more sensitive, and lasts longer. Okay, it really does. You put the cock ring on, he going for hours. Not hours, but he going for a long period of time than what he normally goes. Okay, because the cock ring, like, keeps it, like, hard. Like, I don't know how to explain it, but it's basically like without the rubber band. You put the rubber band on your arm, you know, you got that little mark, like, what the fuck, no blood. The blood stops and all that shit. Like, it's something like that. So... buy a cock ring, you know, the basic one is like $4.95. You can get cheaper than that, probably on Amazon for $2. So it's not expensive. You can do rubber or silicone cock rings. They're designed to stretch, you know, this his shaft area. So, you know what I'm saying? Or the base of his balls. So put on the balls, that might be easier for you to suck to. Put that on the balls, have it vibrating while you playing with them, sucking them, licking them. And jack him off at the same time. Boom. Girl, he's going crazy. You got the cock ring on. You licking and sucking his balls. And you jacking him off. Yeah. Where's the ring? Where's the ring? I hear wedding bells. Period. Okay. Stop playing. And for real, because he's gonna go crazy. He can, but if he's willing, he can pull his testicles through too. So I don't know. That's probably kind of like a lot though. But you can put like the dick and the testicles at the same time through like the cock ring. The cock ring is very stretchy. Okay. Super stretchy. So if he wants to do all that, he can. If, you know, it's your first time, just put the cock ring on the balls and jack him off and lick and suck. Period. Simple shit. It sounds complicated, but I kid you not, it's really not, y'all. I promise, it's really not. For real. No cap. And you can use vibrators as well. It's not about, vibrators are not about solo sex. It's like, you know what I'm saying? It can be multiple, like, multiple. You can be with your partner using a vibrator, putting it on your click. And I don't know if you want your anus to be, have a little vibration, put it in your anus. Your anal, anus, whatever. And, you know, you can put the vibrator on his balls too, shit. And suck that dick. You got the vibrator on the balls and you sucking his dick. I mean, come on. We thinking outside the box here, okay? And that shit is bomb. So, I feel like he would like that shit, but, you know, you never know. And then, I know, like, a lot of dudes are not, like, into, butt stuff. Like, anal sex and shit like that. Like, their booties touch and all the other stuff. But it's this little part, I hope I'm explaining right, but it's like, it's the balls, then it's the booty, but in between there, it's like this sensitive spot. It's on every dude, trust and believe, don't let him cap to you. If you touch that spot, he will go crazy. I learned about this shit when I was in like ninth grade, yes, ninth grade, y'all don't judge me, and I was reading this, just book, the magazines that they have at Ralph's and like the grocery stores. I was reading this book, like I was in line waiting for my mom to pay for her grocery, and I was like, what? Okay, wait a minute, I didn't know this. And I tried it on somebody and he went crazy. So period, don't play with it. Just massage the air, just massage it and watch his reaction. You feel me? He might like it, he might not. He's like, what the fuck are you doing? But it just, watch his reaction. Communication is key, like I always say. So if you feel like he like, what the fuck, don't do it. You know what I'm saying? Or if you feel like, oh my god, this feel good, keep going. Shit, touch that little part. You know, be careful if you don't like his butthole touch. But be careful, because it's like right in the middle of like the balls and like his ass. You feel me? It's right there in the middle. Like I said, I'm gonna do like a YouTube video on it. It's gonna be in great detail, actually, because like it's not like a maze, but it's like a, it's like, I don't want to say a map, but it's very like, you can say a map, kind of. It's, you don't want to touch the wrong thing, you feel me, and get a bad reaction. So you can actually Google it and type it in, like, oh, what area is between the balls and the butt? And it's going to pop up. Trust me. The balls and the butt is going to pop up. For real. Most guys will know this is a good spot almost, like, immediately. Trust me. Keep it going, like, you know, along his nerve. And he might have one of the best orgasms of his life. That's the key. We want him to have the best nut, go crazy, toes curling, everything, like a great ass explosion, for real. Like, it's crazy. It's like, you know how we have a G-spot? That spot is your G-spot, okay? Some people don't even know. Some guys don't even know about that spot because no girl has ever, like, you know, was curious enough or adventurous enough to be touching him everywhere, so letting y'all know this now. Google it, it's gonna pop up. I kid you not, it really is. It starts with a P, I just can't pronounce it, but for sure, y'all, it, please, like, try it. And I feel like he's gonna go crazy, period. Okay. And I've been talking y'all fucking ear off, y'all. It's like 14 minutes, but okay, so remember how to suck balls, okay? Lightly and gently, swirl your tongue around the balls. Put one ball in your mouth to start off first. If you want to try the second one, go ahead and put the second one in. I'm not saying go, like I say, I'm not saying go full, you know, porn star, but just get a feel for the balls. And communication is key, y'all. Them the main things. If you feel like you want to spice some shit up, vibrator, cock ring. Okay? And then it's the sensitive spot in between the balls and the booty. Okay? It's not they ass, but it's in between there. It's very close to the butt, and it's, you know what I'm saying? It's right there, y'all. So make sure y'all Google that. I love y'all. I'm off of here. Bye, y'all.